Welcome to Opera from the Inside on Prairie Public. I'm David Hamilton, Artistic Director of the Fargo-Moorhead Opera, and this is the show where you find out about opera from an insider's point of view. Today on Opera from the Inside, we are previewing Bizet's Carmen, the iconic opera that everybody should see at least once in their lives. And I'm joined today in the studio by several of our guest artists. Now, Fargo-Moorhead Opera will present Carmen for you at NDSU's Reinecke Festival Concert Hall on April 12th and 13th at 7:30 p.m. You can go online right now and get your tickets at fmopera.org or call the box office, 701-239-4558. Well, I have to introduce first our very own Carmen. Hillary Ginther was one of our original Gate City Bank young artists back about 6 years ago.
Yes, it was 2014. I was in the inaugural group of the young artists here, and it was a fantastic experience, and I am thrilled to be back, especially for this amazing role.
We're so glad to have you. Now, is this your first full run through Carmen?
I did it in college, and it was a full run, full orchestra and everything, but this is my first professional Carmen, and it's been 12 years, so this that does feel like...
I'd say your voice has probably changed a bit.
Yes, it feels different.
We're also joined in the studio by our stage director, Maria Todaro. Maria, you...
Hello,
you grew up outside of Paris, right?
I did.
Yeah, so,
I did. Don't hold it against me.
We're so happy to have an actual French native...
Are you?
directing this production. It's just great.
Thank you.
Maria, you have kind of a different take on Carmen.
Yes, we are setting it during the Spanish Civil War, 1937, during Franco time. I think the audience will be fascinated by, first of all, beautiful performers and the chorus that you have and all the surprises. For the people that have never seen Carmen, I think they will relate to more, you know, identify more to what they used to see. And for people that have never been to the opera, I think they will relate more to what they used to see in movies. And this is an exciting production, very well rendered. But for the people that the aficionados, I think they'll find their bases and still be entertained by a few surprises.
And what I love about these classic operas is you can update them, you can change the sort of setting, but the music is still the music.
Absolutely.
And you're going to hear all of Bizet's fantastic tunes, the plot that you all know, although there is a little twist at the end. We're not going to give that one away.
No,
we're not going to give that away, but there's a little twist at the end.
But it's perfect for people that have never been to an opera.
This is a great first opera.
Absolutely.
Great first opera, because you'll recognize a lot of the tunes. And let's listen to probably the most famous tune from Carmen, the Toreador song. We'll listen to just a part of it here, but it is, I think everybody in the entire world recognizes this tune.
Come on,
just a taste of the famous Toreador song from Carmen, which Fargo Moorhead Opera will present for you on April 12th and 13th at NDSU's Reinecke Festival Concert Hall. Tickets can be gotten at fmopera.org or call the box office, 701-239-4558. I'm David Hamilton, General Director of the Fargo Moorhead Opera, and I'm joined by many of our guest artists here in the studio, including our Toreador, Wes Mason. Wes, great to see you.
Great to see you, too. How are you, David?
Good. It's so nice to have you back in Fargo. You were here a couple of months ago when it was really cold.
Yeah, it's much warmer this time. I could see, like, the streets. I just saw a curb I'd never seen before.
It's great to have you back. So how do you find singing Escamillo, the Toreador?
You know, I have a lot of fun with the character. I do have to admit, and I think as I said with the others, I'm not the only low voice that feels this way. Something about the Toreador song can be a bit of a challenge just because it kind of sits in this place that's like a little too high for a bass and a little too low
for
a baritone.
Right.
but it's this melody you've heard your entire life, and it has such thrill and panache, and you just get to come in as this rock star. So it's super fun to do, but it's just continuous high energy for a role that's like maybe 15 minutes long.
Right.
So you have to like get this image of, yes, I'm just like Carmen in a different way, but I don't get, you know, 2.5 hours to show you that. So you have to like get it in really quick. You
exactly.
know, it's a lot of fun.
Exactly. No, it's a great role. And I think most baritones want to do it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's one of the most performed operas in the country. This is a good one to have in your back pocket.
Now, Maria, you also got a little different take on Escamillo. He's not just a Toreador.
So it goes, we transform the smugglers, for who knows the opera Carmen, they're smugglers, we're transforming them into freedom fighters because now they are against the regime of Franco.
The fascists,
so
right.
That means that Carmen and the ladies have very important roles as freedom fighters, and our Escamillo is kind of a Schindler character that uses fame to actually provide weapons. And there's a lot of things happening in the mountains. There's a lot of weapons exchange and this subtext that happens in Carmen. So I hope the audience will be excited by this. Again, there's a lot of physicality. And if a younger, as well as more knowledgeable audience would have a real fun coming.
Oh, I think so. It's just being in rehearsal. It is so exciting to be a part of this production. Wouldn't you all agree? I mean, it's
absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And also joining us in the studio today is Josh Cole. Josh sings the role of Don Jose, the ill-fated lover of Carmen. And Josh is a recent Fargo resident. Josh, we're so glad to have you as a part of our community. But you've been singing in Germany for the last 6 months or so. It is.
Yeah, I actually moved there, quote unquote, moved there to perform with the theater in Freiburg in December of 2017.
It is so great to have, you're a Fargo resident. You're also an international tenor. It's just great to have you on our stage. Now, how many times have you done José before?
This is my second. The first time I did it in Saratoga Springs, New York, mm-hmm. with a company that is now called Opera Saratoga, but it was then Lake George Opera.
Right.
Yeah, I'm really, really happy to be revisiting the role now that I've grown as an artist, as
sure.
a singer. I'd say the thing that I love the most about the role that's coming back to me and that I remember is that I get to go kind of crazy. And I think digging into the deep recesses of your emotions and the mind is one of the more pleasurable experiences that you can have on stage. There's a lot of anger there. No,
and you think, certainly do it well, my
that's
dear.
Right. Crazy, really well.
To do things that aren't generally acceptable in everyday life, I think that's a fun thing to do on stage.
Yeah.
It's true. We get to play dress up.
We do it.
People, we do.
You know, people. You wonder. The being on stage. It's like, where else can you have so much fun and get paid to do it?
That's right.
We do have a blast in our rehearsal period and on stage. It's one little side note for those of you who are not performers. We can actually talk to each other on stage if we do it quietly because we've got this wall of orchestral sound that's blocking us. So it's like, you're supposed to be to the left. You know, we can actually do that kind of thing if we have to. But it's so much fun to be on stage.
David,
oh my gosh.
I wanted to remind some people that might not have forgotten this, but this is all acoustic. Those singers sing without miking.
Right.
Which is so exciting to hear the voice, the human voice directly like this in a whole your beautiful theater here.
I think it's really
emotion,
important. Right.
It's extraordinarily important because people are not used anymore, people that are not acquainted to come to the opera. Must understand this, and they will have a real experience.
Right, we don't have a sound engineer taking out the highs, taking out the lows, evening everything out. It is the raw human voice, and there's a certain power to that that you just don't find in an amplified or recorded performance.
It's a true experience.
Hillary, I'd be very interested to hear how often you get, oh my gosh, that sound from that little woman.
Mm-hmm. That does happen a lot, yes. Little 5'4 mezzo, but I'm excited to be able to have a voice that I can bring to this opera.
Huge.
Yeah.
Well, exactly. I find that, I have to tell you all, we have a smoking hot cast. It is. Everybody looks like what they're supposed to be portraying.
It's, absolutely.
It's pretty amazing. I think Maria was commenting the other day that we have one of the best looking opera choruses on the planet.
Yes, that's true. I'm very proud of all of them. They are not only good looking, but fantastic actors and lots of energy, young. It's beautiful. And they're just beautiful people
here. The thing that I really enjoy about the choruses here with Fargo-Moorhead Opera is that they're generally drawn from the local universities.
Right.
Concordia is very, very well known in the music world for having an outstanding choral department.
Absolutely.
So it really... is an asset to the Fargo-Moorhead Opera.
It's a wonderful opportunity for those students to get to watch this up close, too.
And they get to start developing a professional network.
Exactly.
It's a great thing for our students to be able to get on stage.
We have all those kids.
And then we have 26 kids on stage in the children's chorus, too. There's a lot of people in Carmen. And a lot of people in the orchestra.
Can we give a little secret? There's people and one.
Sure.
Dog.
There is a doggo.
Yeah,
there is
so
a pupper.
Come see so Nico cute. The dog. Yes, he makes his appearance right at the beginning of the opera, so don't be late.
I think we just sold a lot of tickets.
Yeah, his name is Nico, and he's a good boy. He's a very good boy.
Yes.
He's actually a trained search and rescue dog, and so he's a part of the action at the beginning of the opera. So... there are so many fantastic tunes in Carmen. It's one of those pieces that just when you turn around, there's like, oh my gosh, here comes another one. And I think that Carmen's first aria, the Habanera, is probably maybe the best known of Carmen's pieces. Don't you think, Hillary?
Absolutely, yeah. The Habanera, for me, it's just one of those things where it's the first thing that she sings on stage. And as a mezzo, I think every mezzo in the world has probably dreamed and wants so badly to sing Carmen. And it's one of those things that before you go on stage for your first entrance, you just kind of pinch yourself and you're like, I get to do this.
Exactly.
Here we go for this marathon of, what, 3 or so hours.
I think even Wes wanted to sing Carmen, didn't you?
I have a lot of male friends
just want
that
to sing Carmen.
Steal it from me.
I sing Carmen often in the shower. You got to keep your falsetto strong.
That's true.
Yeah, he gives me a lot of ideas, actually.
Well, yeah, I don't want to let Maria know about too much of the notes I'm giving you at home.
Forget about the Franco time. We're moving this in a whole different direction.
like David said, we're having a very good time.
Yeah, we are. We have a great time. One thing that's interesting. I actually looked it up. Habanera means from Havana, so it's this whole Cuban thing that got introduced into the music of the time. The French composers at this time were very enamored with other cultures, and so we see a lot of Spanish influence, African influence, all over the world, put into French music. And you gotta love opera. Here we are, a bunch of Spaniards speaking French to each other, and we're actually all Americans. So,
excuse me,
we have a Canadian.
We have a couple of Canadians,
Canadian.
And we are so grateful that we have a French director because we have dialogue, French dialogue in this production, and Maria is helping us out so much with our French rhythm and pronunciation. I think those of you who speak French out in the audience will find it much more satisfying than your average bunch of Americans trying to speak French to each other. So let's listen to a bit of the famous Habanera from the first act of Carmen.
Je vous aimerai, ma foi, je ne sais pas, peut-être jamais. jamais j'avais connu de loi. Si tu ne m'aimes pas, je t'aime si je te me prends garde à toi. Si tu ne m'aimes pas, si tu ne m'aimes pas, je t'aime.
Famous Habanera from Carmen by Bizet, which Fargo Moorhead Opera will present on April 12th and 13th up at NDSU's Reinecke Festival Concert Hall. Tickets get online at fmopera.org or call the box office 701-239-4558. I'm David Hamilton, director of the Fargo Moorhead Opera, and I'm joined in the studio by several of our guest artists. It is so great to have you all here. So, let's just go around the room. What's your favorite part, Josh, of this opera?
I would probably say the end, actually. The end of the third act or the end of the fourth act, I think, are just so tight dramatically. And as I said earlier, when you get to kind of go crazy and kill somebody on stage, it's kind of fun.
And you really get to sink your teeth into those dramatic duets.
Yeah, absolutely. The connection and the way that the scene partners really go after one another in these scenes, it's just palpable.
Right.
There's no way of faking it. It's really great.
Mm-hmm. Hillary, what about you?
I think I have to agree, although I do really love the Gypsy song at the beginning of Act Two. That's always just really fun. You just get to bring all of your energy to it and just dance and twirl around forever, and it's just fun.
Yep.
But as far as, like, the parts of the opera that I enjoy the drama the most, I would say the Varia, the Act Four duet, is just so much fun. And In my past, I've done a lot of comedy, which I love doing. I'm very good at, but I really, really love digging myself into the drama because there's not tons and tons of great mezzo roles that.
Well, this is one of the few where the mezzo has the title role.
Right. So I, you know, you gotta just appreciate when you get to do those things, and I'm just really loving it, especially that Act Four duet. Yeah.
Sure. Also, I would say that a lot of there's so much famous music in this show. But the things that I always find myself humming the most, the motives at the end of Act Four, are just. They jump out at me all the time.
Yep. The quintet also.
Oh, that's just, loads of fun,
it's,
isn't it?
For me, it's one of the parts in the opera where I can relax and let some other people do some work for a minute.
Right.
And it's also just because the cast is so good and the harmonies are so fun and the tempi are just like, it's just so much fun. It's so exciting to just be a part of that quintet.
Terrific. Mm-hmm. Wes, what about you?
Oh, man, well, this is my fourth Carmen, actually. And the quintet is also totally my favorite. I love doing that. But, like, personally, other than a part in Escamillo's part, I love the Act Two sections pretty much from when Don José is first reunited with Carmen again through, like, the end of that act. I just love everything dramatically that happens, all the music, the duets, the aria. It's everything that I love and want to do in opera singing as a singing actor and as a musician. It's the most perfect marriage of words and music then. Mm-hmm. But my personal favorite moment in our production is definitely our fight scene between Don José and Escamillo. Maria is an incredible stunt artist, and we put together a fabulous take on a very quick fight. It's like 2 seconds.
But, you know, but so
often. Yeah, yeah. You don't win. It's just, you know, it's just a tie, okay? And we're going to finish it later.
Something got in your eye, I'm sure.
Don José wins the fight, but Escamillo wins the girl.
Right. That's right. That's right.
But, Maria, as Wes mentioned, you're a certified fight coach.
Yes,
and what I do love about this fight is it looks really real.
I'm
so glad. So often, The Carmen, the fight that between Jose and Escamillo is an afterthought.
Yeah,
we wanted to make it as organic, as dirty as possible, mm-hmm. like a real fight between two men that loves the same girl.
Right.
They love the same girl, and it's and those guys here, those incredible artists, they look good and they have the level of physicality that we can push and render a very realistic, violent fight.
Yeah, no, it's organic. It's very exciting.
It is.
In fact,
I agree.
All of the fighting that happens in this opera production is really exciting. I'm off stage watching as Jose beats up on Zuniga, and I'm like, oh, wow, ooh.
Yes, and not to forget, we have this huge ramble of the ladies also. Not to say too much about it, but it's just that scene. It's worth coming just to see that scene.
It is definitely worth coming to see. Yes, no, it's
a bunch of ladies fighting each other.
This is just a fantastic production. It's exciting. It feels like a totally new Carmen that nobody's ever seen before, even though it's the same mm-hmm. music that we all know and love. Once again, Carmen, the iconic Bizet opera, April 12th and 13th at NDSU. Get your tickets online at fmopera.org or 701-239-4558. Thank you all for joining me today, and
we will
look forward to your performances. And it's so exciting for me to be in this production. So I'm David Hamilton, director of the Fargo-Moorhead Opera, and we'll see you at the opera.